everyone. Good evening. I'm so glad to talk to you tonight. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and you're tuned in to Radiance by Design. Hopefully, this is a way to actually tune into yourself as well. Radiance by Design is a show that's on BBS Radio, wonderful, wonderful BBS Radio, Global Radio, probably Galactic Radio, and it's a call-in show. Tonight, what we're going to be talking about, besides whatever it is you want to talk about, because I want you to call in with your questions, we're going to follow up the subject of breathing and breath. I have a wonderful neighbor, Marilyn. I adore Marilyn. I don't know if you're listening tonight, but in any case, what she said about last week's show was she enjoyed it, but was interesting. She wanted to know more about breath. So guess what? We're going to do that tonight. So tonight, you and I and our Radiance by Design community, you know what we're going to do? We're going to breathe. You got it? So I thought we would start off with our sacred geometric structures. And they're really a wonderful place to go in there and work out your meditation, research who you are, set up your manifestations. And tonight, my guides and angels recommended that we use the structures to go inside and do a breathing technique as well. So, and before we do anything about the structures, I want us all to drop into our bodies, take a deep breath, and drop into your body consciously. And then for 10 breaths, I want you to pay attention to your in-breath and your out-breath. You don't have to do anything to them, just hear them, see them, be them. Follow where they go in your body. How does your body feel? We have two more. So how does your body feel doing that? Tonight, we're going to work with how we're breathing and what is the impact of the way we breathe. Well, we could say, what is the impact of our life, our attitude to life, our feelings, and our past experiences on how we breathe? Because it's really true. There's so much research. Of course, breath has been used as a consciousness enlightenment tool for as long as we have recorded history, hasn't it? Doesn't matter which spiritual tradition you enter, there are tools for conscious breathing. And it's really important. And I was reading a bunch of stuff before the show and catching up and talking to the guides about breathing. And it's really interesting you know, we always say that line that I got from the Arcturian Chronicles about change the energy, change the reality. And we know that that's true. So everything I read really led to that. And then the guide said just before we got the phone call that we're on the air, they wanted to remind us that the universe is releasing tremendous energies, not because of us so much, but because the universe is very tumultuous, and right now in its dynamism, it's releasing very high frequency energies, and we, in our search for going home, in our search out of the density of much of the history of humanity on this planet, as we breathe, we are able to release densities within our body, our little microcosmic self. And then we're also able to absorb or increase our absorption and integration of much higher fields that are coming through the universe right now. So if you want to get smarter, you want to get more enlightened, you want to get more multidimensional, guess what? It's like staying alive, only it's alive with some really dynamic forward motion. Breathe. Breathe consciously. So we're just going to, every few minutes I'm going to say, okay, drop in there. and be with your breath and tell me what you're experiencing. And a little bit later, we're going to actually do some breathing exercises, even though it makes a pretty dangerous radio because it sounds kind of empty, doesn't it? But it isn't going to be empty because the emptiness is in the breath, or where we touch the movement of our soul, the movement of all of life and the essence of our being. So it sounds maybe empty, but even that, one of the things I was reading is this old awareness that if you just listen and you just pay attention to your breath, you'll actually hear a kind of a chant that goes in and out. You will get the sound of your own beingness. That takes a while, and it takes also reducing our alertness or our attention and going into that meditative state and being one with the breath. Well, that was kind of a long preamble, wasn't it? So we're going to do the sacred geometrics, and most of you know how to do that, I believe. So we're going to take, again, a deep breath. Then we're going to go through the process, and then at one point in the healing room, let's do some healing breath energies. I guess we'll lead you through that when we get there. Are you ready? Are you ready to go in there and manifest an outrageous reality for yourself? Are you ready to go in there and meet your healing team? Are you ready to go in there and see the big projects that you're working on and find the courage and see what's in the way and release that? Are you ready to go in there and meet your higher self? I am. Take a deep breath. Another one. Inspiration, aspiration. And above your head, about 2 miles, golden ball. Create yourself a beautiful golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament, a very radiant filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. Let's see if you can actually feel that. Feel that filament of light tingling in your spine. It always makes my arms go. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, 20 feet out, drop a four-sided pyramid. Again, I always like to see the lines of our four-sided pyramid be very golden. But tonight they're showing different colors, so go with the colors that come to you, as long as they're radiant and bright. So you have a four-sided pyramid coming about waist height, and then upside down, another four-sided pyramid, and that lower point hits the lower ball. Now you create your crystal ball, the outside edges of which nudge the inside edges of your double pyramid structure called a double tetrahedron. And now inside of the crystal ball, there you are, and you're in, well, a double tetrahedron. That's a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, and they come together and create a diamond shape. And there you are in that diamond shape. And let's spin and spin and spin and spin. Many of you tell me it makes you dizzy. It's a great feeling. You don't fall over. But don't get on your unicycle while you're doing it. Now spin, spin, and spin. And now look at the big magical screen in front of you. We're going to put up there some of the movies we want to create in our world. And we'll start off with, who is it you want to be? What is it you want to be? And that's the first one. Like I always say, I'd like to be multidimensional. And as Jackie's team said, well, make sure you're grounded while you're at it. Of course, isn't that the big problem, hey? So let's see ourselves being whatever it is you're trying to be. Are wanting to be. You're wanting to go home. You're wanting to fully incorporate your enlightenment and your gift and your love. Good. Now wrap that in light. And now let's create a project. All right, we're moving to the next one. And we're going to create ourselves, creating the project of our dreams. It can be home and family. It can be relationship. It can be making a movie, writing a book, building a building. It can be going to the universe, whatever it is you want. So let's see you creating the project. And let's see the resources coming to absolutely fulfill the dream of your project. Good. Now remember, your heart's really open because you love your project, don't you? And you're really sending light out there in the universe, too. All right, and as we create our projects, good, and see the resources coming, see the smile on your face, as all the people come in to help you and to receive the joy of this project. And how successful it is. And then it wants to sustain itself, so then more resources come in to keep it sustaining itself. What a good feeling. And all of your gifts just seem to roll forward into this project, don't they? And now let's wrap that in light and let's go into the Galactic Healing Center. All right, in the first part of the Healing Center, we're going to do something very simple. What you're going to do is see a chair, and you have your team, your healing team, right around you. And that's where we're going to do our breathing, our first breathing exercise. Now, we're not going to do it for as long as you would do it if you were in an ashram or in your home doing your meditation. But let's see, which one will we do? We're going to be sitting in the chair, surrounded by our healing team and our own guides and angels and their light. And I'd just like you to do for, we'll just say 1 minute. I want you to do a rapid panting through the nose like this. And while you do it, make sure that you fill your body with light. That's your job. Your big job is to keep breathing and fill your body with light. Remember, you're surrounded by your healing team. Let's go. Twenty seconds left. Two more. We're back home. Now pay attention to your body. How does it feel? Feel good? Do you feel light? Do you feel dizzy? Feel weird? It's funny that you can do an awful lot of healing with these kinds of exercises. Now, whilst you're feeling such an amazing healing energy, ask your team if they would like to do any work on you. And maybe you have an idea. Maybe you've got a sore knee or a sore neck or a sore shoulder. Or a frustration, or a bitterness, or, come on, pick a thing, anything, yeah. Okay. I was all wound up today, I blamed the universe, but in any case, I'm telling them, I was all anxious, can you help me with that? And they're laughing and saying, of course, breathing. And immediately, they start working with my head, and moving the energy. Good. And how do you feel? What are they doing with you? Mm-hmm. Remember, a lot of our beliefs are kind of dense structures of limitation and resistance. That's what they're telling me, that the anxiety came from a whole funny network of beliefs that I have had in the past of my own limitations. I mean, the chilly winds of change, guess what? They come up as resistances, don't they? And they're pulling them out for me. What am I doing for you? All right, now wrap that in light. Thank them very much. Wrap that in light. And bring in a table and have your team replicate themselves to come around that table. And who is it you would like to help today? Who is it you'd like to work on? Today I'm going to choose someone who's emotional and she's going through a huge change in which many of her, she has to change many of her beliefs and her ways of seeing herself and her identity. She wants to discover what it is she's meant to do in her life, and she's 43 and she hasn't discovered that yet. So they're beginning to work on her. She's resting and breathing. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask her to just keep breathing and be conscious of her breathing. Not to change it, but to be really conscious of it. And the team is working on her. And what they're doing is pulling out sort of funny, interesting convolutions of energy and releasing her gifts to move through her with greater ease. And it seems like they've just pulled something off her head. Yeah. If it's off her brain. Mm-hmm. And she just seems to be lightening up very swiftly. Who are you working with, and how's that going for them? Okay. Now wrap that one in light and ask that the healing continue. And we bring in another table and have the team replicate themselves again. And in this case, we're bringing in another person who's very, very frustrated for not meeting a partner. It's been a long time, for being lonely, for having a number of limitations in her life. And I don't need to express them all, but there's very deep frustrations and a lack of awareness that she herself is quite embittered. So we're asking, there they are. So the team is working on her and pulling some of the stoppers out of her chest area, out of her heart. Yeah, so she can manifest less of a rigidity. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching them pull things out of her brain, mostly out of her heart. And now out of the second chakra, the belly area. And it seems like they're pulling something out of the base chakra as well, so that she can feel lighter and freer to create and design her own passionate expression on life. Now I wish I could talk to her, because she looks way lighter and freer. And the guides are loving her. Now let's wrap her in light and ask that it be continued. Okay. And now let's take a look at the political situation in the world. Pick a scenario that you really want to work on, and we'll have the team come around again. Instead of putting them on a table, let's just have them on a great big dramatic picture, like a movie, and take a look at what it is you'd like to make a difference with. I think I want to do the same old thing, which is to bring amazing light to suffering groups of people all around the world. And to see that pink light coming through and touching various groups of people in order to give them hope, faith, harmonizing energy, love, respect, and the awareness that they're being seen. Mm-hmm. And just see that pink light flood the whole planet. Excellent. And move that light round the earth, round and round the earth, until it comes back into your chest and your heart, mine too. And we can breathe to soak it up, can't we? Breathe. And now let's jump, close off the Galactic Healing Center. And then jump back into our double tetrahedron. And give it a little spin again. You want to spin and spin and spin and spin. And then you might be a little wobbly in the old knees and stuff when you land. But come on, back out of the double tetrahedron and join me here. I'd love you to call in. And today, when you have calls about whatever your questions are, and you can also email me, veronica@veronicaantwistle.com. But when you call or email me about your questions, I'm also going to look at how your breath is working. We're going to use you as a experiment, and a research. You're a research lab, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you just love that part? And here's the number, 888-815-9756. I have to laugh and say, I've done a lot of research. Many, many years ago, I used to go and do a lot of interviews around Vancouver. I was going through a huge, huge, I call it the transformational crazy, but I wasn't sure where to go and what to do, so I began to work. I'll tell this story. I was working with the disabled, physically disabled in Edmonton, Alberta, and I was so frustrated because in the system, they were kind of kept, you had to behave a certain way to get a job in the system, but most of them would never venture to go outside of the system, and everybody was dependent on the external force of the system, and I was just going crazy because it wasn't exactly enlightening. So when I finally left there, I went back to Vancouver, my hometown. I got a job in a health food store for minimum wage, and I decided I was going to work with people who wanted to help themselves. And that was really exciting. And I read and I researched morning, noon, and night on how does this make a person feel, what kind of supplements would work for this ailment and that and so on. So I also got into yoga, pranayama, breathing, and so on and so forth. So I learned that if you have, for example, and I went to schizophrenia and nutrition. I went to huge seminars on that kind of thing. It was a really, really important learning curve time of my life. But I have to laugh because I was learning about how if you have mental and emotional difficulties, or all kind, even physical difficulties, but really mental and emotional difficulties, to use the techniques of the alternate nostril breath are really amazing for the brain. It changes the brain, and a lot of very difficult situations get healed. But the other thing is that it's a purification tool, so it's a detoxifier. So I also learned that if you drink 5 cups of coffee, then it induces schizophrenia. So what did I do? I go somewhere, I think, to a little coffee place with all my books and my writing and so on. And I drank 5 cups of coffee, bam, 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 and wrote like mad to see what it was like to experience life as a schizophrenic. And I don't think I was really schizophrenic, but the next thing I did was I started with alternate nostril breathing. And with my alternate nostril breathing, I figured out how long it would take to breathe to remove the coffee from my system. And it was something like 20 minutes. I mean, if you do it right and you follow the instruction, the detox process from alternate nostril breathing was absolutely amazing. So I don't know if any of you want to give it a shot right now, but let's take at least a minute or so and try that. It does amazing mood changes. It can help you, again, as I say, have a purification thing. If you have allergies, I shouldn't make all kinds of claims here. I don't want to get in trouble with Mr. and Mrs. BBS, but anyway, do you know how to do alternate nostril breathing? I bet you a lot of you do, but some of you won't. So let's all try it together. Let's take our hand, open your hand wide. And you put your thumb of the right hand on the right oh, goody, you're on the air. I'll just do this alternate nostril breathing thing, and then you're on. And purify yourself while you're waiting, okay? So you put your thumb on your right nostril, and you put your middle finger on your forehead, right where your third eye is. And you put your ring finger on your other nostril, the left nostril. So you lift your ring finger up, breathe in to the count of, let's see, I think we'll just do four. And then you hold your attention at your third eye, focus your eyes on your third eye to the count of four. Now put your ring finger on your left nostril and open the right nostril, move your thumb, and then out to the count of four. And then the reverse, into the right nostril with your thumb still sticking up to the count of four. Focus on your third eye to the count of four. Hold your breath, of course. Put your thumb back, lift your ring finger, and out to the count of four. Now, if you do that for, I think you're supposed to start off with 7 minutes, it seems to me. I haven't looked that up for a while. I just know that if you're in a terrible mood or if you've got a lot of emotional despair and so on going on, it's a really wonderful solution. It won't get you into trouble with addictive drugs. Thank you for your call. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Dale from Florida.
Hi, Dale. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I talked to you and Jackie maybe a month ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And tonight, things have been happening and progressing. I became aware and I woke up in, I'd say, early November of last year, and things have been progressing. Just to give you a little insight of what's going on for the last 4 days, I have had this incredible feeling of tingling in my arms all the way down to my fingertips.
Yay.
And I thought I was having a heart attack because I have an enlarged heart, and I thought, oh, great. Finally got checked out, and I'm fine.
It's a good thing to have a big heart sometimes, Dale.
What's that?
I said it's a good thing to have a big heart sometimes.
Metaphorically or physically?
Well, we'll just take the physical as the metaphor, okay? Take it all.
Okay. Well, that does have its complications. I am susceptible to heart murmurs every once in a while, and I got to really watch it. I'm a very big man, too, and that's something else that I'm not working too well on right now.
You mean you're heavy, or you're just tall, or you're both?
I'm 6 foot and 450.
Oh, my. Okay.
I've got a 65-inch waist.
Okay, so tell us about your waking up, and then we'll tell you maybe something you could do about that.
Well, waking up meaning I become aware of, like everyone else, like there's, like, oh, now I get it, now I understand. There is something more than the what meets the eye, and I have been, that's when I developed a YouTube site, and can I give out the name of it?
Of course.
Okay, well, my site's called The Spirit Guides Unite.
Okay.
That's my YouTube channel name, and I have got over 100 subscribers now.
Yay!
And it's progressing on, and I've got people that I talk to on a frequent basis, and I'm also on another site, well, several other sites, and I'm not going to bore everybody with it right now. But what I'm becoming aware of is that we are coming into what you, as well as Jackie, because I listen to both of you religiously every week.
Thank you.
And, wow, I could see and sense this thing coming into play, but this tingling in the arms is something new.
Okay.
And, how do I decipher between problems with my... Well, obviously, they tested me, and there was nothing wrong with my heart. They said, I may have had a... But you know what? I was having this tingling sensation while the tests were being done.
No, let me tell you something, Dale, and for everybody at home, one of the weirdest things about waking up, or the weirdest thing about being an empath and a healer kind of character, is that we feel so many physical things that the medical profession can't find any trace of. A lot of people I know who are in the field of waking up experience that. But when I look at you, I say that you've got a lot of, we teased about the metaphor of the enlarged heart, but you have a lot of like control and tension from being sensitive and keeping yourself together that moves right across the top of your body, right across the clavicle area and so on. And as it pushes and pulls there, you're waking up, which means it's, you're starting to release a lot of the defenses and a lot of the guards you have. And then your arms, which are file folders for how we give and receive, whether it's love or stuff or whatever, everything that has to do with reaching and giving, start to wake up and start to shift their, what we call it, shift their comfort level, shift their gravity. So you may find this goes on quite a while. And I don't know if you have a chiropractor, but I kind of want you to go to one.
Oh, my gosh. See, that now you're speaking of an injury that happened years ago, and I had seen a chiropractor for a year.
Oh, wow.
I was a professional. I was a professional truck driver for 10 years. And back in 1998, I survived a rollover.
Oh, my.
And when you roll a big truck, a semi over, it shakes things up. And I almost lost my life in it, but thank God it only came out with soft tissue damage.
Did you have a near-death experience, Dale?
No.
Darn.
It was, I saw my life scraping on the, my life didn't flash between my eyes. I saw the kind of, how do I say it? It was, it was definitely a wake up in a situation where, oh my God, I see how fragile life really is now.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of things hit me in the head when that thing rolled over. And, it was a simple, they call a simple rollover on the side and it skidded. But man, there was a lot of things that were going by that window as I was looking at the pavement, in front of my face while it was still moving. And it was kind of like a flash that just kind of flashed on me, and it just put me in a comfort zone. And yeah, it felt like the hand, like he was either my angel that once again was reaching out to envelop me in some comfort and really kind of get me through it. Because I came out of it with just. Basically, it was a displacement of the vertebrae, but didn't require any surgery. It was just a year's worth of chiropractic treatment.
But you look to me like you've got a real container going across the clavicle area at the top part of your chest. And talking about breath, which you're not, but I am, I want you to do some major breathing, because in your waking up, every organ, every limb, every cell in our bodies has stored defensive reactions or old reactions, and your body's going to try to release those, and that can get kind of uncomfortable, but you can help it along through some really intense breathing and through baths with vinegar or salt or Epsom salts in them, or salt scrubs in the shower. These things actually pull out of the body some of the frequencies from old defensive reactions. And I want you to do that mostly because you're ripe for the transformation. I'll bet you're going to lose some weight over the next year or two.
So actually take like a scrubby and just kind of coat it up with some Epsom salt and just scrub my chest area?
Yep, or some, yes siree. You can use a number of different things, but the Epsom salts would work, and also there's salt crystals. There's all kinds of stuff that will pull things.
Really?
Pulls old frequencies out of the body. And of course, the skin is the largest elimination organ. So if you're literally awakening, you're going to be dumping old frequencies from all kinds of trauma. And I want you to, because you're going to come into a time over the next couple of years where you get a lot of teaching to do, and you're going to just love it. So you want to get yourself purified.
I'm already loving what I'm learning now. I've got people coming to me and asking me, what do I need to do? And I'm like, listen, I'm new, but I will give you all the info that I know. And I turn them on to different people that I have come in contact with. I'm also a big proponent here at BBS Radio, and I've turned a lot of listeners on here because folks like yourself, if it wasn't for you, I'd still be in the dark. And it really, thanks to you, and really pass this on to Jackie. God bless her. Thank God we've got somebody like, people like her that have made the connections and are helping us, because, man, I got to tell you, that gets me through the week.
That
gets me
wonderful.
Through the week. And I know she's really banged up right now physically, and I'm, good Lord, I hope he's keeps her together for a few more years.
Thank you for all of that, Dale. I loved your call, and I better say goodbye in case other people are calling.
Right. All right.
Remember this. Get breathing and get yourself all cleared out, and I'll certainly tell Jackie about your call.
I will begin the breathing. Thank you, Jackie.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
That's so, it's so exciting when somebody calls in who's actually awakening. A lot of us have experienced, oh goody, we have another caller. I just want to say this, a lot of us have experienced awakening at different rates, different parts of us, different aspects of our being at different times, but, it's really wonderful to cheer each other on and learn the different, ways that people are waking up. So you're on the air and you're waking me up. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm having fun. We're talking about breath tonight, and we're in a very windy night, so that's a pretty good synchronicity.
Hmm.
Who are you?
This is Carol.
Hi, Carol. You have a question for me?
Yeah, I just been checking in. Haven't talked to you in a long time, and that was an awesome thing you did with the tetrahedron or whatever it was. I mean, wow, that was really neat.
Oh, good. You liked it?
Yeah, I mean, I really felt it. That's what was really interesting. I'm just kind of checking in like it. Huh?
You have a throat thing going on, don't you?
I don't know, maybe.
So go ahead with your check-in. What's going
yeah.
on with you?
No, I'm good. In many ways, I'm really good, and I'm just kind of feel like the world's opening up to me, and I just kind of wanted to see where you see things going.
Okay, so what I want to say is, talking about opening up, we were just mentioning how Dale was awakening, and I'm looking at you, and partly because we're talking about breath, I'm looking for a special thing, and I want you to do some really big breathing things, because you know that the chest holds inspiration and courage, and you've got big changes coming up, and it seems very important for you to do some massive deep breathing in order to open. I would say that's the upper front, the lungs and the throat, in order to release your own power into the world. Because remember, we radiate our power. You have a possibility of a move coming up, don't you?
I don't know that.
Does that scare you? Would you rather not do it?
I mean, literally, I don't know about it. I know many things are opening that I don't know where it'll all go.
Well, it appears to me that you've got a job experience or a seminar experience that probably you would give or participate in that is not where you're living. It's a distance away, and it looks like it's a huge step for you in terms of autonomy or self like a self-propelled joyfulness. It's something that you would really like to do that's on a dream level right now. Do you have a man in your life yet? Because I see this man there as well. But I've always said that, right?
Well, there certainly is somebody I'm very interested in, and we've been in communication regularly for a while now.
Oh, goody. Have you seen each other in person?
Not in the last, not for a while. I mean, he's very far away, but I think we'll be back.
Well, it appears that it's important. It's really important. And that's coming, but I don't think that's your job. You know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
have something else that you're going to be doing. It's very, very creative. You're still doing photography and so on?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Yes.
Could it be something to do with the doing the photography at some kind of seminar or something down in the southern states?
I really don't know.
Well, my reading is that you're going to have an opportunity which is going to bring your gifts forward, and it's going to be very good for you. It's going to charge you up as a more of an awakening spirit ready to take on the world at a different level. And yet it's all softer than it used to be. It's not as hard work or as strident or any of that. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have any further questions, go ahead.
No, I think I just wanted to check in, and I've had to be challenged with the whole idea of romance coming into my life or not coming in, and I feel like it may be available at some point, and that's I'm just opening to that possibility.
It's wonderful. I want to remind you to do your breathing. Remember to purify the tensions. Remember that the breath takes us into the journey of our soul, and the breath will purify those areas that are congested in your body because of past experiences, and it'll really open your inspiration and your ability to share. You know, you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not coming back for a while, though, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Well, he's thinking about you an awful lot.
Mm.
Is that good?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
That's great. Well, it's very good to hear your voice, and yes, thank you so much.
It's good to hear your voice, too, and thank you so much, too. And get breathing, girl. Do some really rapid breathing, okay?
I'm really glad to have heard that because I think that's a piece that I need just to keep the body in balance.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of research done on some pretty intense physical problems and breath being the solution. You might want to check Art of Living. I did some Art of Living studies some years ago, and that's with Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, who's also known as Pandaji. And they've done a lot of scientific research about taking on certain kinds of illnesses and doing those kinds of blind studies. You know, they really tested. They did this pharmaceutical one or this medical one and then this breathing one, and what are the results? Might be pretty interesting for you to check some of that out.
Mm-hmm. Can that also help with, like, sorting and clearing things in your life in terms of clutter and stuff like that?
Oh, yes. Because the clutter, as you know, is reflective of, what, indecisions and all kinds of emotional stuff left from the past and fear of kind of letting it go. And, you know, the breathing is a really good way to I don't know if you heard the story about the alternate nostril breathing. It's a really, really good purification tool, and you'll find a different kind of response to material things. In fact, saying that to you, I go, you know, I'm going to get to work on that myself. So thank you for your inspiration, girl, and that's what it's for, isn't it? Breathing.
No, it's good. Well, thank you so much, and take good care of yourself.
And you too, Carol. Good to hear your voice.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? Carol asked about clutter, and it is so, isn't it? Because I realized as I was talking about that one of the things that bothers me about waking up, I think all my life, but ever since I began to be an intuitive and so on, I've had one heck of a time dealing with physical things, like a whole bunch of things, sorting things, piling things. So I tend to not touch it if I can help it. But I'm listening to Carol and thinking about, yeah, I know that if we do the breathing, it'll really help with clutter. And people who, you know, I know a number of people who've been really stuck in a cluttered place. And one friend in particular, it was really excruciating for her to sort that out. And some really intense breathing practices would have made it much, much easier. And as I was mentioning to Carol, too, it's interesting. If you check some of the websites like Art of Living, Art of Living is Kriya. What is it called? I wrote down the official name. I really love their energy. I can't find the official name right now, but it's Kriya. Kriya is when you're doing the regular practices, whether it's yoga or breathing and so on. All of a sudden, what happens is the energies in your body line up a certain way, and you might jump, or there's some kind of strange electric response that comes up. And what I understand it is like when you're moving toward enlightenment or fully awakening or coming home or however you phrase it, it's actually something that undoes the way we've been limited or strapped up against, because of past experiences, we've been held up against our own direct rapport with our soul and our higher journey. It's really interesting. So doing these exercises, which you learn in the Art of Living, well, I'll teach you a couple of them right now. I'm not doing the direct Art of Living thing. Oh, incidentally, the Art of Living, as I said, was created by Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, who's also known as Pandaji. I'll be with you in just a minute. And he's a protege of the Maharishi. And he teaches a whole series of these breathing techniques. And as he says, it's for the Art of Living. But it teaches you enlightenment, but also in coping with real life. And now I have a caller, so instead of blabbing on, I'm going to ask my caller to blab. So you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. My name is Kay, and I'm from Iowa.
Hi, Kay from Iowa. I'm glad you called in.
Well, thank you. And I don't know why, but I'm extremely nervous.
Well, you know why? Because you have to practice breathing, and that's what the show's about tonight. It's true. Take a couple of deep breaths, because our listeners are expecting that we have to do that tonight anyway. So you're a good example, girl.
Thank you. You know, just taking the one deep breath in really helps.
I know. It's a funny little tool that we managed to carry with us, isn't it?
I don't know if I have a specific question. It's kind of strange. I was taking a bath. I'm normally not home at this hour. I used to be, and I used to listen to your program on a regular basis, and then I was home tonight taking a bath, and something told me to get out and to listen to your program, and I came in at the end of the meditation, and so I tried getting into that, and then it was strange because you said about healing a 43-year-old emotional woman, and that's exactly what I am in. I am. I've been really emotional, and I'm a 43-year-old woman, and I thought, well, I think I'll call in.
I'm really glad you did, because I'll tell you what you have is a really lovely, lovely light, but the light is sort of stuck in, like we were talking about, densities and beliefs and limitations. You know, it's our beliefs that really structure our limitations, isn't it? And so I'm looking at you and going, you have a very, I don't know, are you a fire sign? What's your birthday?
I'm a Libra. October 5th.
You have a wonderful kind of a fire light in underneath your emotional stuff right now. And one of the things I want to say about the breath, for example, is if you're using a breath technique, you can find your fire light, because even though you're an air sign, I mean, air and fire like each other anyway, even though you're an air sign, just keep breathing and breathing and breathing, and you're going to find that a lot of these emotional things just kind of, they don't just leave that easily, although some can, but you find that your own natural fire is going to grow bigger and bigger, and you're going to have quite a charisma as you get older. And it's a lovely one. It makes people feel warm and safe in themselves. And that's a part of your awakening, is to move into that. And if you want to talk about the emotional stuff, we can do a little bit of that. I'll give you a minute and a half. I'm cheeky tonight.
Me tell you about my emotional stuff? Or?
Yeah, do you have a specific emotional question? Because I see a kind of a depression or a sadness all around the edge of your shoulders and so on.
I'll just let you go with that, because I really don't know where they're all stemming from. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I've been, working the steps and doing a lot of emotional work for the last 6 years that I've been in recovery, and stuff keeps resurfacing, and I'm not for sure. I think it might be old childhood stuff.
I think it is too, but it's also, I want you to do something else, which is to, first of all, I want you to do the breathing. Do you do anything like that?
I do.
Okay.
But I could always add more to it.
Yeah, I want you to do it a little bit more vigorously, maybe. But I want you to also, I'm being really bossy here. I want you to be very, very careful about clearing your environment, because there's something in you that's wanting to move into a much more whole and much more authentic and, as we said, a fiery-based self, which is really what you deserve. But you keep going back in and out of some places, and even including parts of your home, where the old energy is sitting there. My kids and I used to do a radio commercial going, hey, you left your energy sitting like an old sock over the telephone. Now I've got a headache. But it's like that. I just want to say you're going back in and putting it on again. So I want you to do some cleansing and do your breathing, but also put either like little things of vinegar, little bowls of vinegar in the corners of the rooms, or rock crystals in the corners of the room, fancy crystals too, but if you don't have those, use rock crystals, and do some violet flames in the corners of your room and build those violet flames with your mind's eye until the room is just filled. Do some of that because you keep walking in and putting on the old feelings like they're old shirts. How does that sound?
That sounds really good. It sounds like something I'm probably, you're right, and maybe I just needed to be told that.
Yeah, and if you could learn to do the violet flame more and more, when you go to your meetings, you'll teach them to do them too, because the meetings are a place where you're supposed to dump emotions, but it's a shame to get them stuck on you. And where we had childhood issues and abuses, it's easy to get restuck, you see, because none of us purify that totally that fast. So I would teach myself to go in there and just lead the troops, you know?
Okay. And can I ask one more question about the fire? I'm not for sure what you mean by the fiery energy. I'm not.
There's something very delightful. We each have, everybody listening in the Radiance by Design community has a light that's their very own. You're the only one in the universe with yours. And some of the elements of that light we do understand. But your innate, deep down, only one in the universe light is a kind of a fiery light that wants to push up, sort of spiral up through your being and then, you know, pop its charisma out there for other people to get lifted by. You could be a performer, a teacher, someone who's expressive externally and really touch them. You have the light for that. So I'm saying to you, that'll help you burn off some of the old emotion in time.
Okay. That
it's a gift that you have, my dear. And I have to say goodbye only because they'll hook me off stage. You've been on long enough, girl. But thank you so much for your call, Kay. Bless your heart, and thank your spirit guides for getting you out of the bathtub to come and turn us on.
Yes, and thank you, Veronica. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Right. Good night. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I really love working with all of you. I love us doing the breath. We're going to finish with being conscious of our breath while I talk, because when I run out of breath talking, we know what I've done. I haven't breathed right, have I? So let's all practice this week breathing consciously as many times a day as you can think. Just pay attention to your breath. And then at times you can speed it up or slow it down or get complicated, but see what it does to your emotional state. Stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing, and she's talking about our relationship with money tonight, so that's going to be interesting. Next Tuesday at 8 o'clock, we're meeting Christine Upchurch on Paradigm Shifters. I'm really excited about this one because she teaches the reconnection, Eric Pearl's reconnection, and I had her on once before, and she's just very, very lively, invigorating, and will teach you a lot about connecting with your own. Well, my guides were saying that our breath will help us do that, but the energy fields that are coming through these days in the universe are really high, and it really helps us transform, and she's going to teach us a lot about that. So tune in on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. and the next Thursday, 7 p.m., I hope to see you here again. You're a wonderful, wonderful community, and I send you all much love and many blessings.